Okay, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday night, we're starting Simen Lamed Ches, Hilchos Pasakum, Bishalakum, and Cholavakum. Okay, and we're not dealing with kashrus, with whether the item is kosher or not, but we're dealing with special takonos chazal, that because they didn't want social interaction between Goyim and Yidden, so they made certain isurim in like normal everyday foods to set up mamash, a ghetto, to set up a barrier between the Yid and the Goy. They can't go out to eat. You say, oh, but the food's kosher, it's a milchika restaurant, it's dairy, why can't you eat there? So they made certain rules to keep you away from the Goyim. The first few sifim talk about Pas Akum. Now, Pas Akum, the Gemara itself said, didn't last very long, and it's a machlokes to what degree it didn't last, like what became mutter in subsequent generations. Osru Chachomim says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Lecho Pashal Akum. Okay, that's straightforward enough. V'yesh Mekomo Shemekilin. Because of the Gemara, they told you, and so Machlokes Rishonim how to understand the Gemara. So Yesh Mekomo Shemekilin V'lochem Pas Minachtum Akum. They cake from a baker, meaning there's no social, it's not home baked, there's no social interaction. The guy has a business, he sells bread. So some are makil and buy pas akum if it's commercial, not social. But mokum shein shem nachtum Yisrael, even the makilim are only, if the, you know, doesn't seem to be any other eitzah. Or afilu yesh, ela shein pas yofik kemozeh. It's a better, significantly better. Maybe it's healthier. Maybe he makes whole wheat and he doesn't. So, someone may kill with the heter that they only acid social interaction bread, not commercial bread. Abu Bapasha Bali Batim Akum ain't makilin. But there's no coolness associated if it's a pass of Bali Batim Akum. Ach Bashas Hatchak. Bashas Hatchak. What? Ach, what did I say? Ach, I have ach b'shas hadchak.
I have it now, period.
Oh, except, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Ach b'shas hadchak, yeah, it means except for shas hadchak. In other words, because there is a way of learning in the Gemara that they totally uprooted the gzeira against pasakum. So he's saying in the shas hadchak, you know, they used to eat bread and not much else. So shas hadchak means you have nothing else to eat, I imagine. Doesn't mean that you won't be able to have pizza for lunch. Umishu b'derech, you're traveling, yimhochel asik pas kosher. Again, in the context of this sinner, we're not talking about kosher, we're talking about the iser pasakum. Yimhochel asik pas kosher, that's not pasakum. Tzorech lahamtin ad parso. He has to, a certain distance, in other words, if he has to travel more in order to get to the pass, this is, pass is 4 milin, a mil is 2,000 amos. But here it's really a time. When it says such things in halacha, it's dealing with time. So if you're in a car, you're obviously talking about much more than a parsa, because we're talking about a time frame. So whatever it is, you have to go that much longer to get past Yisrael. To be makel, according to some, but if the balabayas makes it to sell, that's called commercial bread, and you can be makel again. It doesn't have to have a steady business, but he made it to sell. It works the other way too. It depends what you're what you had in mind when you made the bread. Yesh mi she'omer de mamokom she'ein nachto motzui mutter afilu b'pashol balabayis ve'ein etzorech lahamten al pas kosher. If it's coming, you don't have to wait for it. That's called already like a shas hadchak, I guess I would call it. You don't have to wait, even if you know it's coming. That's what he seems to be saying. V'chein no'agin, that if it's not available, you don't get it. nowadays, I don't, even okay, so it's different. But they, in America, I mean, those that were maker, there are hechsherim. I don't think the OU or the OK. I don't know about the OK, but the Chaf K. No, the Chaf K is not going to pass this way. The OU is not. Anytime you buy a cookie, you're buying pasakum that's commercially baked. So you're being slammed on this cooler that it's commercial. So that's what he says. There are places that are slammed. So again, you know, you have a kashrus organization, so you don't chat. There's ways we're going to learn to turn pasakum into pas Yisrael, depending on who makes the fire in the oven. So like, we don't know. Like I'm saying, like you don't know. They give a hechsher, it's kosher. What about pasakum? So you don't know unless you call up and they tell you. You don't know if they're being soymich on the cooler that there's no issue of pasakum by commercial cookies is pas also. Noodles not, but cookies yes, like pas above the kisnin. So you don't know if they're being soymich on the cooler and just being mat the commercial pas, or if they made an arrangement to light the oven and the ovens are baked and it's pas Yisrael, as we'll see, because they contributed to the baking enough. You don't know. The Chaf K, when it gave a Hashem on, you know, in America, it said Pas Yisrael, actually said the words Pas Yisrael on it. It said Pas Yisrael.
Does lighting the oven matter? It's more social? It's about light. He has a Jew, light his oven, so if they need one.
That's already the Gedorim. They, you know, if something, they ask it Pas Akum, and if a Yid contribute, they will make it. If a Yid contributed to the baking, so it's not called Pas Akum. You can't always go with the reason. We don't. That's why some hold commercial bread is mutter, is also. Siv Beis teaches us this din that we just said. And Yisrael hishlach afilu rak eitz echad l'toch hatamer beheseko mutter hapas v'lo havei pasakum. Right. Because he has to do something. It's not enough to have a mashgiach there to make sure it's kosher. He has to do something contributing to the fire. Siv gimel also pashalakam ala shol chameshos mine dogon. I treat them sorry. I'm kusmish by the shul of the sheepain. I will pass kitnius, place cornbread, whatever. Ainu bechlal pass. It's only chameshos hamine. But I mean also mishum bishul ayakum. We're going to learn about another Isser, which is really Isser, and there's no heter for, and that's Bishalakum, but there are conditions for Bishalakum to kick in, one of them being, it has to be Oyral Shulchan Malachim, it has to be a Shtikal Chosh of a food. So he says that the Pas Kitnius was not Oyral Shulchan Malachim, so he didn't have a problem of Bishalakum. You don't have a problem with Pasakum because it's not technically Pas, because it's not for the Chameshos Aminim. But it would be Bishalakum, but then you say it's not Oilal Shulchan Malachim. Okay, we'll stop here.